ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नास्तपयेशवदेशो नित्यं भगवदसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 9th chapter, text number 44. Atho isha jahi tvastram krasantam bhuvanatrayam grastani yena na Krishna Tejamsi Astrayudhani Cha. Ato Isha Jahitvastram Grasantam Bhuvanatrayam Grastani Yena Na Krishna Tejamsyastrayudhani cha. Ato isha jahitvastram krasantam bhuvanatrayam grastani yena na krishna tejamsyastrayudhani cha. Ato isha jahitvastram grasantam bhuvanatrayam grastani yena na krishna tejam syastra yudhani cha. Matajis, ato isha jahitvastram krasantam bhuvanatrayam krastani yena na krishna tejam sastrani yudhani cha. Atho, therefore, Ishan, O Supreme Controller, Jahi, kill Tvastram, the demon Vritrasura, son of Tvashta, Grasantam, who is devouring, Bhuvanatrayam, the three worlds, Grastani, devoured, Yena, by whom, Na, our Krishna. O Lord Krishna, Tejamsi, all strength and prowess, Ashtra, arrows, Ayudhani, and other weapons, Cha, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Therefore, O Lord, O Supreme Controller, O Lord Krishna, please annihilate this dangerous demon Vritrasura, Tvashta's son, who has already swallowed all our weapons, our paraphernalia for fighting, and our strength and influence. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, verse number 15 and 16, Namam duskritino mudha prabadyante naradamaha mayaya paritagyana asuram bhavam ashritaha chatur vidhava jante mam jana sukritina arjuna ato jigyasur artati jnani cha bharatarshava. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the artistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. O best among the Bharatas, Arjun, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. The distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. The four classes of neophyte devotees who approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead to offer devotional service because of material motives are not pure devotees. But the advantage for such materialistic devotees is that they sometimes give up their material desires and become pure. When the demigods are utterly helpless, they approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead in grief and with tears in their eyes, praying to the Lord. And thus, they become almost pure devotees, free from material desires. Admitting that they have forgotten pure devotional service because of extensive material opportunities, they fully surrender to the Lord, leaving to His consideration whether to maintain them or annihilate them. Such surrender is necessary. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Marabi rakabi yo icha tohar. O Lord, I fully surrender unto Your lotus feet. Now, as You desire, You may protect me or annihilate me. You have the full right to do either. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakasodan Militam Menam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam yena bhutale sayam rupa kadamayam tadati sabadantikam bandeham sri guru sri uta padakamalan sri guran vaishnavamscha sri rupam sagradatam sagana raganatan vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vidamscham. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Ganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare
Vrishabhano sude devi pranamami hari priye Bancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha Paritanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Ato Isha Jahit Vastram Grasantam Bhuvanatrayam Grastani Enana Krishna Tejam Syastra Yudhani Cha. Therefore, O Lord, O Supreme Controller, O Lord Krishna, please annihilate this dangerous demon Vritrasura, Tvastha's son, who has already swallowed all our weapons, our paraphernalia for fighting, and our strength and influence. So the demigods, Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki, the demigods are praying to the Supreme Lord, to Krishna, for protection, because one great demon, Vritrasura, was giving them so much difficulty. So there is always some fighting, not always, but a lot of fighting is going on between the demons and the demigods. Because now in Kali Yuga, the demons are not so powerful that they can go to the higher planets and fight with the demons, with the demigods. Although they claim to have gone to the moon, but still, even they say so, and they say there's nothing there, there's no life there. Whereas then the demons, they were more powerful than nowadays, and they were able to go to the higher planets and see that they're actually living entities there. They are demigods there. And then not only that, they were fighting with them. So they are great power, because they were actually, most of them, they were following to some extent the Vedic injunctions, and there were many of them worshipping the demigods, like for example Ravana. So he was worshipping Lord Shiva, and he became powerful because of that. Hiranyakashipu was offering respect also to the higher beings, and then Lord Brahma came. So they have some knowledge, but they have still some material desires, and they want to lord it over, and they are not fully or mostly not accepting the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, but just to get some benefit. And then as we know, even one demon one time went to Lord Shiva to get some blessings, and he got, and then he was ready to kill Lord Shiva. So there's some fighting going on a lot of time, at previous times and previous yugas, between the demons and the demigods. And we can see in this material world, so even on this planet, so much fighting is going on, and so that is the nature of this material world. There's not much peace in this world. So the demigods, they were in difficulty. And because they are also devotees of the Lord, so they were approaching the Lord for protection. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining the purport from the Bhagavad Gita, quoting two verses, four kinds. One is explaining about the four kinds of persons who are not surrendering. to the Supreme Lord. Duskritina, mudha, naradama, maya parita jnana. So duskritina, those who are not performing sukriti, those are not pious, those who are impious. Mudha, foolish person, ass-like person. Naradama, the lowest among men. Maya parita jnana, those who, although they may be possessing as scholars or showing they have so much knowledge, jnan, but maya parita jnana, the knowledge is actually taken by illusion, by maya. Maya parita jnana. So asuram bhavam ashritaha, so they are considered to be asuric, demoniac. Although even those by nature, they turn servants of Krishna. Everyone in this material existence is by nature jivera supoi krishnera nityadas, servant of Krishna, or servant of Ram Chandra Bhagavan, or servant of Vishnu. Of the many different forms are there of Vishnu in the Vaikuntha planets. So everyone is by nature a spiritual being having a Satchinananda Sarup. But in the material world, it is covered, it is dormant, it is not revealed. But there are different degrees of covering. So the asuras, they are covered by mode of passion and ignorance. Although some, they have some goodness also. And you can see even nowadays, even you go to the West, so they don't believe at all in God. But still, and so they are in mode of passion and ignorance, but there may be some goodness. For example, I was born in Switzerland, I grew up in Switzerland, and it is very beautiful. And the places are very clean, much more clean than here in India, although there's no very culture there. And the people, they are polite. So some goodness is there, it is very beautiful. Whereas here in India, there's transcendental knowledge. But at the same time, sometimes the people here, they're very rough. You get to the government offices, and even there, they're supposed to represent the government, they're not very friendly most of the time. The exceptions are there also, but mostly they're not so friendly, and they want something, some kind of bribe, right, many times. So, and then you see the places many times. All glories to Sri Vrindavan Dham, Vrindavan Dham ki. It is a transcendental abode, Satchidananda Sarup. But there's a mayic covering. Because of the consciousness of the persons who are coming and staying here and visiting, not completely transcendental, the least to say. Many times not even in the mode of goodness. Therefore you look around, you walk around. It is not very clean. The place, Vrindavan Dham, it is not very clean. That is the least to say. But if you go in other places in the West, it is extremely clean. You cannot find a piece of paper on the ground. So, and if somebody is throwing something on the floor, they have to pick it up. Otherwise, other people will say, "What are you doing?" So some other things are there also, which they have to do. Instead of worshipping God, they're worshipping dog there. And they have their dogs and they're taking care of the dog. And the dog, if they have their dog on the rope and going in the street, if the dog is passing stool, they have to pick up the stool and put it in the garbage bin. Because the people want to keep the place clean. So although there's a lot of tama and raja, ignorance and passion, there's some goodness there. Because you cannot find somebody, well, very rare, but you can also find some people completely in ignorance. And you can find some people very much in passion. And you can find some persons, they're very much in the goodness. But at the same time, some passion and some ignorance will be there. So it is not completely pure. So the asura are mostly in passion and ignorance, but some goodness may be there also. And even during the day and night, different phases of the day, it is explained. In the morning, Brahma Muhurta time, just before sunrise, that is a mode of goodness. Then during the day, mode of passion. And during the evening, mode of ignorance is there. Even at the Especially the sandhya in the evening. So when it becomes dark, so that is actually when the ghost the ghosts are even going around. So mode of ignorance is there. So, and then the second kind of people, the suras. So those of godly disposition, godly persons. Chaturvija bhajante maam jana sukritina arjuna atta jigisur atta arti jnani chabara darshaba. Four kinds of persons, bhajante, who are worshipping me, Krishna is saying. The sukritinaha, first we are duskritan, impayan sukritinaha, those who are pious. Artha, those who want some material benefit. And they approach the Lord. Some are simply pious and they worship the Lord and they may not even ask for some benefit. And they're pious. And then those who are artha, they want actually some benefit. They will worship the Lord and want something back. Like in India, it is quite well known. And even sometimes the devotees are praying, my dear Lord, I try to be brahmachari but difficult. Now I think I should get married. Then they may even pray, please Krishna, give me a nice wife. And then they get married and, oh, now I need a house. Please Krishna, give me a nice house. And then I need a car, I need this and that. So that is artha, those who want something. Artha, arti. And then jigyasur, those who are inquiring. Why are we in this material world? What is happening? And what will happen at the time of death? And they are a little bit inquisitive. And so they approach God, please help me to find the solutions to my inquiries, to my problems. And then the jnani, those who have some knowledge, and then they will try to make more advancement in spiritual life. So of all of them, so the jnanis are considered to be exalted. So, but at the same time, Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, the second part there, that the four classes of neophyte devotees who approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So still they are considered to be neophyte devotees. But they have to be, so they are to be respected. And so we can understand from Srila Prabhupada's purports and from the Vedic literatures, from the Bhagavatam, that the demigods, most of them, they are devotees, and so they are worshipping Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, and they are actually executing the order of the Lord. But at the same time, they have material desires. So they are not considered pure devotees, most of them. But again, there are the different kinds of demigods, and some they are more devotional. And some are very exalted, like Lord Brahma. He is very exalted. Actually, the most exalted living entity in the material world. So he becomes, then in the next creation, he becomes Lord Brahma. So most exalted. So Lord Brahma is a very exalted personality. So many times a pure devotee also. And Lord Shiva, of course, Shiva Tattva is there. He's not the Supreme Lord, but he's also not a living entity. He's in between. So, Yatha Vaishnavam Shambhu. So he's the greatest of all the Vaishnavas, Shambhu. So we may say that he's a pure devotee, special category. So and he's there. So of course, Lord Brahma also is empowered and he's the Adi Guru in our Sampradaya. Krishna, of course, is Adiguru. From him the transcendental knowledge has come to Lord Brahma. So, but he's the first living entity getting transcendental knowledge in this material world and realizing then his Swarup. As explained by Bhaktisiddhanta Sastaku Prabhupada in one purport in the Brahma Samhita, that as he received the Gayatri mantra, he received two Gayatris actually. One from Divya Saraswati, the eternal consort of the Lord, expansion of Srimati Radharani, or even Srimati Radharani may be considered as Saraswati, the original giving transcendental knowledge. So he got the one mantra Gayatri from Saraswati and then one from Krishna himself. As we know, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Adi Purush, but he's performing his pastimes in Braj, in Golok Vrindavan. And this year we are staying here at this Prakat Vrindavan, manifestation of the original Dham, but it is in this material world. And there's a covering also, therefore we see the dirt and some things which may be not completely transcendental, because there's a material covering. Covering the Satchidananda Chinmoy Dham, the completely transcendental abode of the Supreme Lord. So Krishna is playing the flute in Golok Vrindavan, and then the Gayatri mantra, so it's coming from Krishna and going through Krishna's flute and then entering the ear holes of Lord Brahma. And then he was meditating, he was chanting these Gayatri mantras, and then it was revealed to him that he's a maidservant of Krishna, means a gopi of Krishna. But not all the details were revealed, that is explained also. So the realization of one's transcendental form, that is not coming from one day to the other day. So by performing proper devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, especially chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So by chanting the holy names every day, hearing the Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita, or reading the Chaitanya Chaitanya Chaitamrita, after having finished reading the Bhagavatam, and discussing the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, which is about the beautiful pastimes of Mahaprabhu, and then we can really properly understand the Bhagavatam fully by reading the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. And then worshipping the deities is important in the association of the devotees. Then we can make more and more advancement. So, as here in the purport, so it is mentioned by Prabhupada that the devotees, so they should try to give up their material desires and become pure. And Prabhupada is explaining the materialistic devotees, sometimes they give up their material desires and they become pure devotees. Sometimes, Prabhupada is writing. So we can see the demigods, they are devotees and they are higher beings in the on the higher planets, and so they are worshipping Krishna, respecting Krishna, but still they keep material desires. A famous example is Lord Indra. So very powerful personality, and we will hear about him, and then, so actually he's also one of them praying to hear to Krishna, and beautiful prayers they are offering, beautiful prayers, and he was fighting then with Vritrasura, Lord Indra. So many pastimes of the Lord are there and his associates, and Indra is there. And he's addressed as Bhagavan, even Lord Indra. So sometimes the great demigods or even the devotees, even Shukadeva Goswami or Bhrigu Muni, the spiritual master of the demigods, they are addressed as Bhagavan. Because the devotees of Krishna, and they are carrying Krishna in their heart. But still they may have material desires, like Lord Indra. This is a great personality, but he still has material desires, as we know. And then he's performing activities which are actually against the Vedic injunctions, which are very bad actually from one point of view. But at the same time he's a devotee. And therefore we cannot criticize, we have no right, because we are very insignificant. We may be chanting 16 rounds and going to the temple every day for Mangalarti and thinking I'm big devotee, but we are very insignificant. And we have to try to realize that. And only by the mercy, Vande Anant Pudaishwaram Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nijo Pi, Yaprasada Chat, Bhakti Shastra Pavartakaha. So by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, who is Anant Adbhut Aishwaryam, who is unlimited, wonderful opulences. So we should surrender to Him, take shelter of Him. Nijo Pi, and even those who are Nietzsche, those who are very fallen, Yat prasada chyat, by His mercy, bhakti shastra pavartakaha. They can speak about bhakti shastra. So that is the mercy of Mahaprabhu. We should always remember, we are very insignificant. But by His mercy we are able to perform devotional service and we can make some advancements. And actually Krishna will show us also, and if we analyze ourselves, we can see that, at least practically speaking myself, I can see that although I'm very fortunate, and we are all fortunate that we are here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, that we are able to chant the holy names, that we are able to take darshan and worship the deities, we are very fortunate. But at the same time, still so many unwanted things may be in the heart. And we should try to give them up. Try to give up all anarthas, unwanted things, and have strong determination, nishtha, and come to the platform of ruchi, chanting with some transcendental love and affection, the holy names, nam ruchi, with some taste, and seva ruchi, with some taste we should worship the Supreme Lord. And then we may come to the higher stages of a sakti and bhav, and then our swarup may be revealed. But we are not able to give up the material conceptions, material attachments, or especially pride, ahankar, from the false ego. So then it will be difficult to make a substantial advancement and realize our actual spiritual form as the eternal servant of Krishna. But simply knowing I am the eternal servant of Krishna, that is not sufficient. That is practically the first step, to know I am the eternal servant of Krishna. But then we have to perform devotional service, and then we may get more realizations that actually we are in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So our goal is not to go to Vaikuntha. Our goal is to go to Golok Dham, or to go to Shetadvip Navadvip, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is for performing his pastimes. So, and these are the highest places, Shetadvip Navadvip and Golok Vrindavan. So the Gaudiya Vaishnava is aspiring to go there. So now there is a process, padati, how to actually make more and more advancement. So first some bandhagyan, I know that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. But then we should progress more and then try to learn how to properly execute devotional service. Of course, Prabhupada has given the guidelines in his books, in his purports, in the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then the Nectar of Devotion is there and other books. By reading them in the association of the devotees, especially those who are more advanced, then we may make more advancement and more rapid. On our own, it is practically impossible to make rapid advancement. But you have to have the association of the devotees who are more advanced, who are realized. Then it is easier to advance more. Then they will guide us in Abhideya Gyan, how to perform devotional service, how to adopt Braj Bhakti. From sadhana bhakti, there are two limbs of sadhana bhakti. Vaidhi sadhana bhakti and then Raghunuga sadhana bhakti. So following the rules and regulations under the instructions of the spiritual master and then developing the mood of the eternal associates of Krishna. So in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the Yuga avatar, non different from Sisi Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahananya. Radha Bhava Dyuti Sovitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Is Krishna Sarup. But he came with a bhav and the duty, the last of Srimati Radharani. And then, of course, to relish the love of Srimati Radharani and the transcendental happiness she's experiencing by serving Krishna. That is the antaranga karan, the internal desire of his descent to this world. But then the bahiranga karan, the external reason why he came, so that is to establish the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But then the proper consciousness has to be there. The proper mood has to be there. So different persons even are chanting the holy names. So even the Mayavadis, they may be chanting the holy names. And they want to become absorbed in the Param Brahma, the absolute truth, the impersonal aspect of the absolute truth. And they may even go there by chanting Hare Krishna. And those who want to go to the heavenly planets, they may also be chanting Hare Krishna. Those who are worshipping Ramchandra Bhagavan, they're chanting the Mahamantra, but they start with Hare Ram, because their Istadev is Ramchandra Bhagavan. So, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted first Hare Krishna and then Hare Ram. And then because actually, so he came, so to give Braj Bhakti, that is clearly explained and told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And that means Braj Bhakti, so that is following the eternal associates of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. So those who have the conjugal relationship with Krishna, the gopis, the manjaris, so that is the highest, the adhiras, the unat ujjal ras. So even it is explained, anarpita charim chirakane vatana kalau samarpajanur ujjalam sabhakti sriyam, that he came primarily to give actually unat ujjal ras, that is the madhurya ras. But at the same time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Swami Bhagavan, Sar Aishwarya Purna Bhagavan, giving everything to anyone. Everyone can approach Mahaprabhu and be satisfied. And then those who have Vatsalya Bhav, like Nanda Baba, Maria Yashoda, those who have Sakya Bhav, like the friends of Krishna, Sudam, Sridam, Madhu Mangal, or those who are in Dasya Bhav, the servants in Krishna's house, Raktak, Patrak, those who are preparing pan, the betel leaves and the nuts, Supari, and offer to Krishna, those who are cleaning the floor. So they are in Dasya Bhav. And those who are in Shanta Bhav, those who have a so-called neutral relationship with Krishna, appearing to be neutral like the trees or the cows or the animals. So it seems to be neutral, but there is loving affection there and exchange. Even it is explained, for example, the cows, so they're giving milk. So they are, in one sense, Shanta Bhav, because they cannot talk to Krishna. They are not talking to Krishna. But they have their feelings, they are mooing, and Krishna understands their feelings. And then Krishna is reciprocating. Of course, if there is a need, they can talk too. Like the parrots are there in Golok Vrindavan. Usually parrots, they are making some sound. But you can also, even in this world, you can train them to say Hari Bol. Or Krishna, Hare Krishna, they may say, but not much more. But in Golok Vrindavan, the male parrots are glorifying Krishna, and the female parrots are glorifying Srimati Radharani. So if there's a need, the cows, they may also speak, but usually they are not. And so even there are dogs in the spiritual world there. So Krishna has two pet dogs. One's name is Vyagra, like a tiger. And one is Brahmaraka. So they all have names, and Krishna loves them, and they love Krishna. They are Satchidananda Sarup. So these relationships are there. So we have this relationship with Krishna, and that has to be realized. But it takes time. So therefore it is explained, we should, of course, we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, first to ninth canto, and that has to be done, and then eventually we may discuss the 10th canto and read the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, where the pastimes of Krishna are there, and especially about Krishna in Braj. And then we hear, as explained in Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami, tannam rupa charitadi sukirtanu smitreo kramena rasanam arasini yoja tistan vraja tad anuragi tad anugami kalam nayat akilam itupadesh saram. What is the sar, the essence of all advice? That we should constantly be engaged in tannam rupa charitadi sukirtanu smritana. That in very nicely describing and remembering Tan, that refers to Krishna, because in the previous verse in the Upadeshamrita is explaining about Krishna. So we should hear and glorify and remember Krishna's pastimes, especially in Braj. Krishna swaram janam jasya nishta prishtam samayitam tattakadara shastasyar kuryad vasam vrajasada. That is two verses famous in the purport to this verse. Prabhupada is explaining about this. Two verses mentioning them. So we should remember Krishna and his associates in Braj. And then he's explaining we should reside in Braj. And Prabhupada is writing, if not physically, then mentally, we should reside in Braj. So even if you go to America, we go to Europe, we go to Africa, we go to Russia, wherever we go, so we should try to remember Krishna in Braj. And we have to practice that. And then seva sadagarupena sidarupena chatrahi tadva vilupasana karya vrajalagana sarataha. So twofold our seva should be there, then eventually, first of all as sadaka, chanting the holy names and worshipping the deities, so that we have to follow the rules and the regulations. That is important. And unless and until we are fully realized, we always have to do that. But then eventually, siddharupena chatrahi, we shed some realization about our spiritual form as Satchidananda Sarup. We are not this body, we are spirit soul, spiritual being. So should be some practical realization. And then further on, adopting the mood of the Brijabasis, hearing about the Brijabasis, how they are serving Krishna, either the gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, the friends. We have to hear about that, we have to think about that. And then only our transcendental form will be revealed. And then we may be entered, after giving up this body, we may be able to enter in the pastimes of Krishna. Similarly, we have to hear about Mahaprabhu, about his pastimes throughout the day and night, in Chaitanya Navadip, in the spiritual world. And then we have to hear about his pastimes in this world. Two kinds of pastimes, Nitya Lila and Naimittika Lila. The eternal pastimes in the spiritual world and the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, Mahaprabhu or Krishna in this world. They are called as Naimittika Lila. There's some difference, slight difference. Like Krishna, Mahaprabhu taking birth or killing the demons. So that is only happening here, not in Golok. And even Krishna going to Mathura, that is only in this world. In Golok is never leaving Braj. And even Mahaprabhu is never leaving Shetadip Navadvip. So this is his expanded form. So we have to hear both pastimes of Mahaprabhu and Krishna in this world and in the transcendental world. As much as possible, every day, something. So then when we get older and then we may do more and more. But of course in the beginning, or as householders or serving the spiritual master, we have to do guru seva, and we have to serve the deities in the temple, we have to cook for the Lord or for the devotees, we have to go and distribute books, we have to preach. That is all necessary, that we have to do, very important. But we have to hear and chant about Krishna, about Mahaprabhu also. That is important. Bhajan, sudden bhajan has to be done. Proper cultivation of devotional service, of Krishna consciousness. We have to become Krishna conscious, conscious of Krishna as much as possible. And Prabhupada is explaining active devotion also. It is a cultivation. We have to cultivate, try to remember Krishna more and more. So, and try to give up all wanted desires and all wanted activities, and keep the bare necessities like eating and sleeping and taking care of the body to the minimum, and no prajalpa, no unnecessary talk. only Krishna Katha, or how to serve Krishna, how to spread Krishna consciousness. So then we can make quick advancement and realize our actual form, Atmak Sakshatkar, self-realization, that is the goal. Practical, not just theoretical. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's already 9 o'clock, so we should stop. So, any questions? Yes, microphone. Yes. Yes?
So that includes demons from all around the universe?
What's that? What was the first part? I didn't hear.
First part is you said that demons nowadays they are not attacking the demigods.
Yes.
So that stands for the whole universe, or some demons still attacking them?
Very rare. Very rare in the Kali Yuga that they will go up from the lower planets. Maybe there, but not much. It is more in the previous yugas that they are going up and they're fighting there. And they have a little break, yeah. So sometimes, even in our lives, sometimes you get a break till the next difficulty is coming. But difficulties are always there. And Kali Yuga is very short. I mean, for the higher beings, it is like, as we know, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. The Chatur Yug, the Satya Yug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug, and Kali Yug. And also they are there. And these four together, so 1,000 times that is one day. And similarly that is one night also. So Kali Yug is very short, very short. For the demigods, you know, it's very short. So, and Krishna is coming once in a day of Lord Brahma. Once in a day means every 1,000, you know, cycle of these four yugas together. So it's very short. I mean, it's quick for the demigods. So from their point of view, every day they have to fight with the demons. Every day for them. Every day. And so the beings are there, but here in this, when the Kali Yuga is there, it is a kind of small break for them. Yeah. What's that?
That Indra is the king of demigods.
Yes.
But still, Bhagavad Gita, we can read that Surya Loka is the king of the planets.
But Surya Bhagavan. Yes. Yeah, that is true. Yes. So it is general. I mean, there are different, various heavenly planets are there. So he is a demigod of the king of the demigods, of some of the demigods, not all of them. Like, for example, Lord Brahma, he stays on the highest planet, and he's not the king of Lord Brahma. He's subordinate to Lord Brahma. Even Surya Dev is above. Lord Shiva is above Indra Dev. They're above. So not everyone is under Lord Indra. But many, they're under him. So therefore it's explained he's the king of the demigods. But not all of them. Some of them, maybe bigger amount, but not all of them. Just like, for example, in India, you have the president. So it's the highest post is the president. But then you have the chief minister, the prime minister. And then there are many chief ministers. And then they have their different, you know, and each state has a chief minister. And then they have their, he has his man under him. So he's, Uttar Pradesh has one chief minister, Bengal has one chief minister, and there are so many people under them. But the chief of all of them is then the prime minister. But above him is the president, and then the vice president is there too. They are not under the prime minister. So similarly in the heavenly planets, the higher planets, so Indra is in charge of many of the demigods, but not all of them. He's not Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, even some others, they may not be under him. Okay? All right, anything else? Yes. Yes. What? Say again?
If you look at religion
from, Abdi?
Religion from etymological meaning.
Religion from etymological meaning?
Yeah, yes. The faith of religion relate or incorrect. And sometimes, of course, religion of condition is like we are there, so we have to come back to it. Just like what God is about, but he is in all this, that God is greater.
Yes. 30 again. Yes. They are what? Yes. They're more great than the conditioned souls. Yes. What is the? The difference between the conditioned souls and the demigods. Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. 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 What is the difference between the demigods and the conditioned souls? Actually, most of the demigods, they're also still conditioned souls. They're conditioned souls. And except like Lord Brahma, for example, is very special. He's less conditioned. He's especially in our case, he's a pure devotee. He became Haridas Thakur. So he's the Adi Guru. So, and then Lord Shiva is also, of course, exempted from that. But most of the other ones, they are conditioned souls. Even Lord Indra is still a conditioned soul. And but they are more exalted than the conditioned souls, the human beings. The demigods are more exalted. Very clear. But they are conditioned souls. And even therefore, even Prabhupada is mentioning that it seems to be a neophyte devotee sometimes. Many times they actually are. They're not so exalted because they have so many material desires. So, but basically the demigods, they are more exalted than the conditioned souls, than us. Even we may be devotees now, but how advanced are we? That we may think we are more exalted than the demigods. Indra has so many material desires. I'm more exalted than Lord Indra. That we should not think. Because we are very insignificant. And but at the same time, there are some devotees, sadhakas, who are taking shelter of the pure devotees, and they become more exalted than the demigods. They become more exalted. All the associates of Mahaprabhu, they are all liberated souls. And those who take shelter of the pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, those who are strictly following Prabhupada, like Prabhupada's many disciples, they become more exalted than the demigods. Except, of course, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. But even they may be more exalted than Lord Indra. And those who are foolish, so the many, many Prabhupada disciples, they're more exalted than, and even the disciples of these disciples of Prabhupada, they may be more exalted than the demigods. But that is only a few. I mean, frankly speaking, don't think you are more exalted than Lord Indra or Varundev or whoever. Okay? We are insignificant. We are conditioned souls. We are sagatas. We are fortunate that we are in this movement created by Prabhupada. But we should be humble and understand we are still very insignificant. When you are realizing your Swarup, when you are doing Swarup Siddha Bhakti, when you have realization of your Swarup, then you may be more exalted than the demigods. You know who you are in Krishna Leela? No, no idea, right? You're still conditioned soul. Demigods are more exalted than you, okay? Hare Krishna, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.